That was Jingle Bells sang by our dog, Steve.
Well, here I am back again. And thanks for the towel. I didn't mean to leave it out when I was giving you the list of the gifts I got, but you know the way you feel when you're on the tape. I didn't realize I'd left it out until I heard it played back. And towels is something that we can always use here. And now, when I was out looking for my Christmas cards, I come across this one. It's A Christmas Gift of Love by Helen Steiner Rice. And it has several poems in it. And I bought it for myself, so I've chose one that I'm going to read. And it's Jesus Loves Me. Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. Little children, ask no more, for love is all they're looking for. And in a small child's shining eyes, the faith of all the ages lie, and tiny hands and tousled heads that kneel in prayer by little beds are closer to the dear Lord's heart, and of all his kingdom more a part than we who search and never find the answers to our questioning mind. For faith in things we cannot see requires a child's simplicity. For lost in life's complexities, we drift upon uncharted seas, and slowly faith disintegrates while wealth and power accumulates. And the more man learns, the less he knows, and the more involved his thinking grows. And in his arrogance and pride, no longer is man satisfied to place his confidence in love with childlike faith in God above. O Father, grant once more to men a simple childlike faith again, and with a small child's trusting eyes, may all men come to realize that faith alone can save man's soul and lead him to a higher goal. I chose this book because I did think that we should keep Christ in Christmas, and I decided to get it and just read it for myself. And there's one more I'm going to read. Turn it off, I can't find it. Skip back up to find it. Christmas and the Christ Child. In our Christmas celebration of merriment and mirth, let's not forget the miracle of the Holy Child's birth. For in our gay festivities, it is easy to lose sight of the baby in the manger and that holy silent night. And we miss the mighty meaning, and we lose the greater glory of the little Christ Child and the blessed Christmas story. If we don't keep Christ in Christmas and make his love a part of all the joy and happiness that fill our home and heart.
Well, everybody else has run out of anything to say, so I'll do a little talking. It seems that work is beginning to slow up a little here. I've been telling you for a long time now about working 6 days a week. But we have word that everything's going back to 5 days. They are shutting down one of the electric furnaces come the first of the year. A couple of other mills are slowing down, so apparently the slowdown's finally catching up with Timken. I don't particularly care. I've worked 6 days a week now for over 2 years, so I'm going to kind of look forward to having a few Saturdays off, just so it don't get too bad. Work in general is fairly slow here now. Isn't as bad as some areas, but it has been a lot better. The unemployment rate is fairly high here, well, about the same as everywhere else I get. We have another construction project going on in Canton now. They're finally finishing the Route 30 freeway through town. They've had it finished out just the west side of Canton out a block or two west of Gambrinus Road for about a year or so. And now they've started putting the freeway on through. It'll go clear through Canton and out the east side. It's going to just miss the north end of Timken. I don't know if they're going to cut Gambrinus Road in two or make a bridge there, but they've got a lot of grading done already. Going to take the top of that hill out. It'll cross 17th Street about halfway down on the hill where that tracks went through. And going down, it's going to go under Duber Avenue. Be 27 feet below ground level. Going under Duber, going out through the parks. And, they've got quite a bit of the grading done already. I don't think you'd start to recognize that part of town now. Down where Luther Little used to live, that house is gone, just a whole section right through there. Well, from 15th up to Navarre Road in that area, they've just about cleared the whole works out for the freeway. Well, everybody's talked to you about Rick, and we finally got him cornered. And he can tell you what old Santa Claus brought him and a few odds and ends. Here he is.
Well, now I get to talk. Well, let's see. First, I got a shaving kit for Christmas. And I got a watch. And I got a game. I got something I really could use. A drawer set to hold all my junk in. Filled it up almost immediately. And I got some aftershave, but I haven't used up what I got before, so I got a collection of that now. But at school, we ain't been doing much of anything. We're in an electric shop, just working some radios and everything else. So we just do what you normally do in school. And, I had something I was going to work on at school and ended up bringing it home because I couldn't get it fixed at school. So you only get about 40 minutes a day to work on them. An antique TV, but it's in poor shape. I don't know if it'll work or not. That's about all I got to say.
Don't they sound real enthusiastic? That's about the way everything goes here.
Oh, I have something to say now. He says, don't that sound enthusiastic? He's usually the one that won't talk, goes upstairs and hibernates.
Well, really, I go upstairs to get away from all the noise and bickering and hollering.
We just got through saying that that's how enthused we are. That's how enthused we are when the tape's going.
Well, she's right there. That's how enthused they are when the tape's going. Otherwise, they're hollering and screaming and yelling about something all the time. But all things is going pretty much normal here. I think I told you on the phone about Mildred buying her a new stove. What was that, about 3 months ago? The old one got so the door wouldn't close right, so she had to have a new one. And it's got a glass door, so she puts something in the oven to bake it and sits down on the floor and watches it bake. She's like a kid with a new toy. And then she bought a new chair for the front room for Christmas. I think she mentioned that a little earlier on this tape. That's about all new around here, I guess. We're pretty well set for winter, I guess. The way the weather's been, we better be. About the only thing left from the fall now, I still got about a half bushel of apples off my apple trees I'm eating. But other than that, winter is here. Well, we've about all run out of anything to say, so I'll try to get Steve to do a little more talking and finish his tape out and get it in the mail to you. We'll see if we can get him to go through some of the stuff they say in school. What you gonna say, Steve?
Eeny, meeny, miny, moe. Eeny, meeny, miny, moe. Catch a tiger by a stove. If you want to let it go. Meeny, meeny, miny, moe.
You know another one?
Humpty Dumpty sat on the wall. Humpty Dumpty had a great fall.
Well, as you can tell, Steve ran out of anything to say pretty quick, too. I suppose you have the same trouble. Nobody wants to talk. I got a call, I guess it was yesterday, from Howard Rich, first time he'd called in quite a while. He was telling me that the trucking concern he was with for 20-some years had sold out to another outfit, and he'd lost his job there, and he got a job with a grocery chain, worked with them for a while, and then he had an opening that he'd get in the trucking concern again for another company, so he had started working for them. The way he talked, well, they're still getting along about the same. He didn't talk as long this time as he has in the past, but he said he just called Harold, so I figure he was back in the office calling on the phones. It wasn't costing him anything. That's the first time I'd heard from him now in a year or so. I don't know, maybe he called you too to wish you a Merry Christmas. Well, here it is Sunday evening, and I'll try to finish this tape up. We couldn't get anybody to talk Christmas Day, so I'll try to get it done and get it in the mail. Yeah, everything's getting pretty much back to normal here. The Christmas toys is getting pretty well thrown around, and I think everybody's about ready to get back to their old routine of going to school, and me back to work. I did go to work last Friday, but I was off yesterday. We've been having some real typical winter weather. Well, Christmas yesterday and today, been a dull, overcast day, the temperature right around freezing, and little snowflakes every here and there. Just a regular winter day. I got some snow tires put on Nova this winter. Before, we didn't run snow tires on it, but the tires I got was getting kind of thin, so I thought I'd better get something. I looked in a little trading paper they've got here now where individuals advertise. Found somebody advertising two practically new snow tires mounted on wheels for $25, so I went and picked them up. They were Firestone Town and Country tires with studs, practically new. One of them wouldn't hold air. I had to put a tube in it, but I got them both cleaned up and put on, so maybe I can dig around in snow this winter with that, or at least maybe keep Mildred from getting hung up somewhere. I still drive the Ford most of the time anywhere I go, and she drives a Nova, but I think about spring the Ford's going to have to be put in the graveyard. Old age is catching up on it real fast, so, well, it's 10 years old, and I guess it'll be about ready to be replaced. Well, it looks like I'm coming down pretty close to the end of the tape. I suppose you have found out that it's awful difficult to use up about the last half inch on the reel. Anyway, we got everybody on it, I think, and give you a little indication of what goes on here around Christmas time. So I'll say so long for now, and at least you'll know we made you a tape on Christmas. And we'll be talking to you along from time to time. So take care. We'll see you.